New and enhanced features in Visual Studio 2013 make testing Windows Store applications quicker and easier. In this video, we'll look at coded UI testing, unit testing, and the new Diagnostics Hub. Two new project templates allow you to test Windows Store applications. These templates focus on unit testing and coded UI testing. You can create a new coded UI test quickly and conveniently using the Coded UI Test Builder. Start your Windows Store application, and then Ctrl-Shift-I quickly adds the control under the mouse cursor to the UI map. I'll add a couple of controls and then go ahead and generate the UI map. This capability has only been introduced for Windows 8.1 Store applications in Visual Studio 2013. New gesture classes allow you to interact with your Windows Store application without the need for touch-enabled test hardware. Here we see an example using gestures to tap a control during test playback. Notice how we easily find and copy the control reference using the UI map editor. In this more complete example, you can see how we launch the application, use clicks and gestures to interact with the application before we add our assert statement. We can scroll down and see another example. This one shows the use of multi-touch with gesture.pinch. Fully automated coded UI testing of your Windows Store application helps ensure quality. Hopefully, you'll see plenty of tests passing, just like this one. Like most applications, Windows Store applications need to be unit tested. Fast and fluid Windows Store applications make extensive use of asynchronous calls. Unit testing now supports async waits, so your test will wait for the XAML application to return before asserting if the test was a pass or fail. Additions to MS Test functionality now allow passing data into test methods by simply adding data row attributes. The unit test will then execute for every row of inline data. Unit testing using a range of data values is supported. This could help reduce the time taken to write tests in certain scenarios. Selecting the single test case yields a group of test results relating to the range specified. The final feature in this video is the new Diagnostics Hub, which allows you to ensure your application is energy efficient and responsive. You'll want to ensure your application does not drain device power too quickly. After selecting our application, we'll choose the XAML UI responsiveness option and click Start. We'll do a few clicks before returning to Visual Studio. In the results of the diagnostic session, we can zoom in on the area of interest, and from here we can find out which page was the least responsive. We can drill in and also find out the least responsive control. In this video, you have seen that Microsoft have made some great investments in allowing us to better test our Windows Store applications.